Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hillcrest Academy Principal Dwight Ginrich about their success from their recent Giving Day 2020 fundraiser event.
I think one of the great things I was watching last week was the Giving Day that was happening at Hillcrest. So why don't we kind of start with giving me just a little bit of a history of Giving Day?
Well, the Giving Day situation this year was prompted at this point in the year by the fact that we lost, due to COVID, our fundraiser, Ted & Company, which was, it's a drama kind of presentation. Ted Schwartz out of Virginia was going to come, but because of COVID, we weren't able to do that. So the Giving Day, this is really the first time that we've done it this way here in the spring. So it was a great opportunity to ask folks if they would consider help out, in lieu of that event, and people responded awesome. It was a tremendous day for us, and it was super appreciative and grateful for how people have responded.
Yeah, and you talk about that response that you guys saw. You guys went above and beyond your goal that you had set for you guys. And so I guess the question then is, were you surprised by the amount that was raised, even though that normal fundraiser wasn't there? It was just in a different form.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all super pleased and surprised by the outpouring of support. 85,000 was the goal initially. And I think even before that, we talked about 75,000, but we made it 85,000. We were able to exceed that. It was at 100,000, I think. And then in the end, it got to over 125,000. So just super pleased, really feel blessed by the response this year. We had a little fun with it here down the stretch. And I don't know, Tyler, if you would have maybe been aware of that or seen that, but we had a couple videos out at about 85,000. As we started, the question was asked, would I consider, shaving my head or getting a buzz or whatever if we had a certain goal? And I said, I'll do it at 100,000. And didn't know that we'd get there, but we did. And then it became, I got to back up. Initially, it was, would you color your hair maroon, if we hit, the goal? And I said, at 100,000, I'll do that, And then it became, how about, would you be willing to shave, your head or get a buzz or whatever? And so I said, if we get to 125, I'll do that. And so Jeremy Hours joined me, and we're both doing that, getting the hair color maroon and the buzz kind of doing both. And so I had a little fun with that. I just appreciate everybody responding. That was just kind of a fun little thing along the way. And I mentioned in the one video, for me, I had a brother who passed of cancer back in 1996, and my brothers and I, we all got buzzes to kind of in solidarity as he was going through chemo and had his head shaved. And so this is kind of like the first since that. And I just said, it's kind of a tribute to him. I'm happy to do this and so all of that was just part of kind of what was going on through the last 24 hours of the deal. Last Wednesday on the 24th, we were able to, and just felt like people were tuning in and were responding. And I think there'll probably be a few more dollars that'll be added because some people targeted that as a Giving Day and then maybe put a check in the mail, so when the dust settles, the number might be a little bit higher yet. Mm-hmm. But it was over 125,000. I think it was 126 something. As we just brought it, we're keeping track of trying to track along the way a little bit, but hard to do with certain things coming in a few days later that were targeted for that. So we're going to see where it comes out in the end. But just a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm through the day, two or three days right through there. So now it's a matter of just, getting out and taking care of the hair thing and all that, right?
Yeah, right, for sure. Kind of a nice little incentive for people to kind of donate and also see some amazing things from Hillcrest. So I guess, looking forward, how are these funds going to help Hillcrest, and what are they going to be used for?
Well, this is toward the annual fund, so just to help us reach our budget amount and expenses that we incur through the course of the year. It wasn't intended as something like a pay down, a building or anything like that. This is all toward an annual fund. And that, again, we just really appreciate how people respond to that. Everybody understands it. You know, like tuition revenues, you know, account for a lot of it, but beyond that, there still needs to be, and we depend a lot on our congregational support. We have 7 congregations that do a great job. They do so much to help. But then beyond that, we lean on these kinds of fundraisers to help our school finish, you know, like in the black where we need to be, and want to keep working toward that. You know, that response just helps so much for us to be able to just get it all done. You know, with the fiscal year ending June 30th, you know, we'll see where we all come out. But it was just a great effort, and we really appreciate it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Hillcrest Academy Principal Dwight Ginrich. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.